It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears is joining the hashtag Free Britney movement herself. She's still hoping to be freed from her conservatorship. She told a judge yesterday in court that her father, Jamie Spears, is the one who committed her to a mental health facility against her will and also forced her to take drugs. The judge has taken no action but is going to have Britney evaluated. This just got real juicy, real fast. According to a recent study examining hit songs among the last few decades, sadness and loneliness have become increasingly prevalent in songs since the 1980s. The songs were rated based off of sadness, fear, disgust, joy, and extroversion after identifying linguistic markers in the songs. One guy said, "You see a very consistent, very clear change that lyrics become angrier, more fearful, more sad, and less joyful." There are substantial differences, he said, between lyrics in the late 50s compared to lyrics in 2015 and 2016.
Do you feel like the things have changed, or it's just like back in the day it had to be like, build me up, buttercup, doesn't break me down?
Oh,
like,
I think there's a lot of things that have changed if you compare what society used to be like.
But do you think they would, if they could have back then, do you think they would have had those lyrics that are like today?
No, I think that there's been a decline in just the social structure of family and all that that's contributed to mental health issues and all these different things. So I think that is why you see more sadness and things like that coming out in people's art, because people are sad, I think, if I was going to guess. Bill Hader revealed that he used to have bad anxiety when he first started on Saturday Night Live.
I had bad anxiety, so I had real bad, stage fright and never went away. And then Lauren Michaels tried to help me after season 4, he went, you can work here as long as you want. And that was his way of like, chill the f*** out. Total anxiety of just the red light comes on and I'm like, wait, what's my lines? You have like one shot at landing a thing and it's in front of the whole nation and you're just like, oh gosh.
John Mayer shared a story about how he ended up with Shawn Mendes' underwear in his hotel room. Two were working on the track, a title track to Mendes' 2018 album, Like to Be You, when he remembered that he didn't have any more underwear.
I don't like this.
John Mayer had his assistant go out and buy Shawn Mendes a pack of boxer briefs, which he said were a size medium. And after recording the song, John Mayer said that Shawn Mendes left the underwear behind, and so John Mayer kept the underwear to return to Shawn later, but they haven't had a chance to like see each other, so he's just had his underwear this whole time.
I think you get to keep it, right? Like, there's no need to return that and wash it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I feel like John would probably be a medium. Maybe he can just wear it. Coming up in less than an hour, the juiciest thing that happened on The Bachelorette last night.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, we got a lot happening here in the next half an hour on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We got your dummy of the day. It's around 8:45, 7:45 Central. But coming up next, it's a content warning. I'm going to throw it out there again, but want to give you a little heads up. 833-JOE-ALEX, I want you to call in. Should this 12-year-old be allowed to have this? Causing quite a debate, quite a stir. We'll get more into details about that. But if you got it, maybe a younger kid or a teenager, you may not want them to hear this. Just throwing that out there. It's coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.